When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
This is a Mesero Monday, everyone. Leo Harmon joins us. He's our October guest. October, is that your favorite? This is my favorite month in Chicago, Leo. Not just because you're a guest on the show.
I'm a July guy.
What? The middle of the heat?
Yeah, I love the heat.
Nah, I like the leaves changing. Cooler time. I'm wearing a cardigan. This feels right, Leo. Leo's from Mesero. He's not here to talk about the weather. 1-877-MESIRO, M-E-S-I-R-O-W. We drop these every Monday. We're going to talk about the Fed put. Does it still exist? Before you tell me if it still exists, tell me what the heck the Fed put is.
So for a long time, there's this concept of the Fed put, which really means that when markets are in trouble, the Fed will step in and add liquidity to bail asset prices out. For the last 20...
Can you explain that a little bit more? Sorry. What do you mean by build liquidity? Or
so for the last 25 years or so, every time we've seen some sort of degradation in market and asset prices, the Fed will either lower interest rates or they would directly participate in buying assets in order to turn that market around. Not directly, but certainly the indirect flow of liquidity into markets help to buoy prices.
So you say they have a couple levers at their tool chest.
Absolutely.
Not many of them. A couple blunt force objects. What we've now seen the last 2 years them use the opposite way. They can lower interest rates or they can buy up assets, which doesn't directly lead to stimulation, but as it trickles down towards consumers can.
And many people joke that became the third mandate for the Fed. So the Fed's first mandate is focused on inflation. The second mandate is focused on full employment. Over the last 25 years, the unofficial third mandate has been stabilization of asset prices. And historically, at least for the last 25 years, that's been easy to do because we've been in a disinflation environment. And during the great financial crisis, we were actually in a deflationary environment. So you wanted the Fed to issue paper to build up its balance sheet, to lower rates in order to keep from going into what you would call a deflationary cycle where prices are falling. Now you have to deleverage your balance sheet. So you're forced to sell assets. You're forced to sell them at a low price. Prices keep falling. You're forced to keep deleveraging.
You're chasing.
And you end up in this really desperate cycle that in the 30s led to a depression.
Yeah, I did that at a craps table one night. chasing good money after bad.
I haven't
played that game since. Yeah, and as inflation was high, and look, that was definitely painful to people, and luckily we aren't in the days of 9% inflation anymore, but I said, you think inflation is bad, wait till you see deflation. You want to stay away from it. Okay, so the Fed had those levers, but then they kept interest rates really, really low for a really long time. And for a while, I started to worry. A lot of smart people did that said, well, that lever's gone if something were to happen. Now they've brought it back up. So is this Fed put still a thing?
Well, that's the big question, because now, given those two mandates, we have full employment and we have inflation that is certainly higher than the Fed's goal baseline and higher than recent history. And so would the Fed issue its, quote, Fed put in an environment where you already are at full employment and already have high inflation? And one of the reasons we think we're seeing so much volatility in the market is because we don't think the Fed will be there to protect asset prices, at least right away, if asset prices started to fall.
I see what you're saying. So one of their tools in the tool chest may not be gone forever, but they may not reach for it if the economy starts to show this lag or a recessionary stalk, because prices are still too high and they're still trying to use that tool in the opposite direction.
Exactly. Or you might need a recession to lower inflation and to lower employment in order for the Fed to actually use those tools that have been at their disposal for the last 25 years.
So when you say, does the Fed put still exist, is it still a question mark? At least, or is it, does it exist, but maybe not so quickly?
Yeah, it exists, but maybe not so quickly, but certainly the threat of the Fed put still exists. And that's something that will, at least on a temporary basis, buoy prices until proven otherwise.
Because people feel at least there's some safety net below.
Yes.
Okay. I think we understood that together, Leo Harmon. Yes, thanks for breaking that down. 1-877. Well, you understand it. You're helping us understand it. 1-877-MESIROW. We'll drop another pod on you next week.